This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Who is a better manager at work, the preening soloist sucking the air out of the room, or the quieter one who sees it as an ensemble? Some business school professors, including Adam Grant at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School, measured introverts versus extroverts as leaders. I got Professor Grant to tell me the story of the national pizza chain they studied.
We got the store leaders to fill out a survey about where they fell on the spectrum from introverted, you know, quiet, reflective, to extroverted, outgoing, assertive, gregarious. And then we tracked their store profits over multiple months. And we found on average there was no difference between the profitability of stores led by introverts and extroverts, even after we controlled for a whole host of factors, like are you located on a college campus, for example.
Okay, but what might account for that?
Well, it turns out that introverts and extroverts are effective in leadership roles under different conditions. So if you have really passive employees, people who are waiting for direction from above, you know, they're looking to be told what to do, extroverts are great at providing a vision and a strategy and energizing them to step up and contribute. And we found, indeed, that extroverts, when they had passive employees, their stores were about 16% more profitable than introvert stores. But what if you have proactive employees who take initiative to bring new ideas, to make suggestions, to come up with better ways of getting work done? Under those circumstances, we actually found that introverts brought in 14% higher profits. The logic is pretty simple, which is extroverts love to be in the center of attention. They like to command the room. And they often felt threatened when their proactive employees were bringing ideas to the table. And they tend to shut them down, which meant that those people were less motivated and also they got fewer good ideas. Whereas the introverted leaders were very open, they were willing to listen, they took better suggestions, and they left their people feeling more valued. So there is such a thing as an introverted leadership advantage.
So if you want good ideas to percolate up from the bottom, a leader who's an introvert might be your person.
Yeah, it's amazing how true that is. And, you know, I think the advice to some of the extroverts would be, you know, shut up. But, you know, I do think that there's some truth to this. I think it's not a coincidence that in the tech sector, where we're more dependent on new ideas and innovation coming from anywhere in the organization, we've seen so many introverts rise to leadership roles, whether it's Mark Zuckerberg, Larry Page, Bill Gates, Elon Musk. They listen a lot, as opposed to always giving orders to people below.
Adam Grant is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. Adam, thank you.
Thank you.